Well, see, we were just chatting dahlias and completely lost track of time. But we were able to get over from the KSRO greenhouse over to the KSRO kitchen with Chef John Ash.
Good morning.
You know something? What? I just noticed that you're wearing a green sweatshirt.
You know, and it wasn't on purpose.
Oh, come on.
No, it really wasn't. I just, it was like, that's a sweatshirt I hadn't worn in a long time, but...
Because we're going to talk St. Patrick's Day,
I thought you are so on top of it.
Here I am in this gray throw-over thing, no green at all, but it's stunning. It's a great look.
Thanks.
So happy pre-St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, everybody, out there in Radio Land. If you have some St. Patrick's Day recipes or lore to contribute, the first part of the show will be devoted to St. Patrick's Day. Second part, we'll welcome Judy Walker and Michelle Marquess, who are from the Artisan Cheese Festival, the California Artisan Cheese Festival. We'll have some great news about that upcoming event next weekend, and we have some tickets to give away to some KSRO lucky, lucky listeners. Once again, want to compliment you on your asparagus article from last Wednesday's Press Democrat.
Well, it was a fun, I've gotten some nice feedback from it, but you know the part of it that I really loved? The photographer for the Press Democrat, John Burgess, does such a beautiful job of capturing. I mean, he's a genius at capturing food.
Well, it was beautiful. Not only the photographs, but all the recipes you included. I think there were about nine recipes. So look for that. I'm not sure whether, if you're a subscriber, I think you can get it online.
I think you can also just Google it, Santa Rosa Press Democrat, asparagus.
In that article
slash
come
John
up.
Ash or something, you know, put all that information in there. It'll come up.
So what a perfect accompaniment to your corned beef and cabbage. If you want to keep in the green theme, you've got cabbage. You could do leeks, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And you certainly could
do
asparagus.
Well, it was funny, before driving over here today to come get on the show, I was looking up a very famous kind of soup stew, Irish, called Colcannon.
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
I sure do, because our guest at 11:20, Darby Tarantino, posted her Irish Colcannon soup many years ago when we had her on the show. A potato soup, basically.
It's potato and cabbage.
And cabbage.
Yeah.
It's got everything.
Yeah.
Have you made a Colcannon before?
I know. I was thinking about making it this weekend just to have around. And it's kind of hearty. I mean, it's a kind of soup that, you know, on a chilly day, it's a little heavy.
Well, with our 70
degrees. But with lots of bacon and, you know, all of that stuff in it.
But it will keep forever, pretty much.
Yeah,
and you could freeze well, too.
Yeah,
and believe me, we're not done with cold weather yet.
No.
Although we always get into this false euphoria, like, oh, it's now 70, 80, and then all of a sudden,
you know what's interesting?
I'm
on the email list for Sonoma Mission Gardens, Dave Fazio's thing, and they're great about sending out little "do this now," you know. And the one they sent out this weekend was really good. It said, "Don't start planting tomatoes. Don't do any of that, those tender things right now, because we're still going to get cold weather."
And we do every single year, because the last official frost date is May 15th, although Gwen disagrees. She says April 12th, April 15th. Well, I remember late April and even into May, we get some really cold weather.
Yeah.
But people want to plant their tomatoes, and then all of
especially
a sudden,
on a day like today. It's like,
sure.
Oh, I'm going to go get
them. Everyone wants to get out there. 636-1350, anytime during the hour you want to talk to Chef John Ash, his phone line is open at the KSRO kitchen, or you can always shoot us an email question or comment, steve@ksro.com. We have just posted several great John Ash recipes on the KSRO website, which you can access now. And one of them is home cured corned beef.
Yes.
Is that pretty easy to do?
It's really easy to do. And the great virtue with this, I think you end up with a better product, quite honestly. And it's not loaded with all kinds of chemistry, you know, which is what drives me crazy. If you ever read the package on the commercially available corned beef, it's like, whoa, what is all? I mean, I know it's there to preserve it because they make it a long way ahead of time, but you can do your own.
Well, and now corned beef, to give it that red color and to preserve it, does contain pink salt, which you include in yours, which is sodium nitrite, which is optional.
Yes. You don't have to use
it. So if you want just the natural color of the meat, which is not bright red, you don't need to add that. it's not a safety concern or...
No, and it's you know, there's some concern about even having it around the house because sometimes people confuse it with Himalayan pink salt, you know, which is a salt that you can eat like regular salt or something. And this you cannot. You don't ever want to sprinkle it on your eggs or do any of those kinds of things because it's a bit toxic.
So make sure it's labeled properly.
Yeah.
And in a place that's not with your seasonings.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how many days do we need to start to have this by next week?
Well, if you're going to have it for next week, you could start today. You know,
four or five days
yeah,
is enough?
Yeah.
And do we buy the whole brisket?
You can buy the whole brisket, or you can buy either the point or the flat. You know, it's the whole brisket that's kind of cut in half. And there's all kinds. It's always interesting. People, do you have, well, I'll ask you, do you have a choice? What's your favorite?
I like the round.
Yeah. The flat, the round.
Yeah, the Although back half. I like the point because it's got a lot of fat on it, and that means a lot of flavor. But a lot of people say, I don't want any fat at all, and they get the flat.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can really dry out.
Yeah.
So there's so much confusion every year of people wondering what's the best cut.
Well, and to buy a whole brisket, that's pretty big.
Well, you know, it's 6 pounds or so.
Yeah, or even more.
Yeah, you know, that's true. But you know what? I've gone to some grocery stores where they'll run 8 to 10 pounds, and the butcher cuts it in half for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Says, no problem. We can sell the other 5 pounds.
Yeah.
So then you get both the point and the flat.
Yeah.
And
what
do you usually end up choosing?
You know, I usually end up getting the flat or the round,
the round
part of it because it's meatier.
It is meatier.
Yeah.
And so what's the process? Take us through it to make our own.
You know, it's just a series of spices, you know, the usual things. You can use pickling spice to do it. And sugar, of course. And you just dump it in there and let it sit. You know.
In the refrigerator.
Yeah, in the refrigerator.
We don't need to turn it?
No. It's probably a good idea to turn it. Depends on how big a vessel you have it in. Most of us don't have a refrigerator big enough to... hold it, you know, with a lot of brine around it, but it's, you know, it's that whole idea of a simple brine. You're taking a very tough cut of meat and just brining it. It's developing flavor, and in that brining it also tenderizes it.
Easy. So you mentioned that you put the half gallon water, the salt, sugars, sodium nitrite, if you're using a little garlic, pickling spice, bring it to a simmer, stir in the salt until it's dissolved, remove from the heat, add the rest of the water, half gallon, and let it cool to room temperature, and then put the brisket in the brine.
Yeah.
And do you weight it down to keep it submerged?
You can. You know, there are these, you can go online and get them. They're very cool to have. If you think you're going to do this, and if you think you're going to make sauerkraut or things like that, you can get a crock that has a weight built into it, or a weight that you can put on top, and then a top on it, which makes life a whole lot easier.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And do you cook it in a slow crock?
Yes.
You do? Or you use a crock pot for it?
Yeah, crock pots are great because you can just let it go until it's tender.
Or bring it to boil and then cover it and put it on low for 4 or 5 hours.
You can do that too, but
it's a long time.
You know, the whole deal with crock pots, I won't go into a long scree about this, you know, but the newest appliance, you know, out there is the Instant Pot. And it's just a glorified crock pot. And a crock pot costs $20. Instapot's $125 or something like that.
So if you want to make your own, it's probably going to be as good or not better than anything you can buy.
It will. And once you make it, you can also adjust it. You can adjust the amount of salt that you're using if you don't want it to be quite so salty. And again, you're not using sodium erythrobate and all of these kinds of preservatives that are used in conventionally corned beef.
22 years ago, we went to Ireland.
Yes, we did.
With our sweeties.
Yeah.
And had a great time, and we stopped at Ballymallow Cooking School in County Cork.
Yes. I got to teach there.
Yeah, and you taught there. Yeah. And Darina Allen, who's still out there, the owner of Ballymallow, teaching and writing cookbooks, her and her former husband, Timmy, brought us into the kitchen and gave us a little tutorial about making soda bread and Irish brown bread.
Yeah.
And we recorded a couple minutes of that wonderful chat with Timmy. So here from 1998, Timmy in the Ballymallow kitchen.
Throughout Ireland, you find wonderful peasant-style breads. I've made Irish soda bread many times over the years and was not terribly impressed with the results. The bread often tended to be dry and a little tasteless. The soda and yeast brown breads in Ireland were a whole different experience, moist, rich, and delicious. And to tell us a little bit, a couple tips about really how to make those, from the year 2000, here's Timmy from the Ballymaloe Cooking School.
You're the owner of the Ballymaloe Cooking School?
I wouldn't say. Well, my wife and I run it together.
What are you making today?
I'm making a Ballymaloe brown yeast bread, which is a traditional bread that my mother's been making at Ballymaloe for the last 50 years, nearly.
So she gave you the recipe?
She did.
Have you improved it at all?
I don't know that we've improved it. We have changed it slightly, but not very much. I think she would always want to make it from 100% brown flour, and we in the school have been making it with mainly brown flour, but then a little bit of white flour as well, which tends to give a slightly more consistent loaf.
Uh-huh. Is this flour that's milled in Ireland to your specifications?
This flour is milled, no, not necessarily to our specifications, but it's actually milled in Ireland, and this actually is a wholemeal strong flour, strong brown flour that we're going to use for this bread.
Mm-hmm. How long will it take to bake?
It'll take about 5 minutes to mix. Even though it's a yeast bread, there's no kneading in it. And then it'll take about 20 to 30 minutes to rise, and it'll take about perhaps 35 to 40 minutes in the oven.
Well, is this a bread that can freeze well?
This particular bread does not freeze very well, no.
Yeah. Will it keep for several days?
It'll keep for a couple of days, yeah. Not for several days, but it'll keep for a couple of days. But in these breads, there's no preservatives. Uh-huh. So, you know, you've got to eat it while it's fresh.
What kind of yeast do you use?
We use fresh yeast.
A fresh one.
And it's actually bubbled up, so I've got to go on now, and I've got
You're
to make
proofing.
This bread. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll back off now. One more question. What's this big bottle here?
That's treacle, which is similar to molasses, but it's actually slightly more refined.
And use that in the bread?
We're using that for flavor and for sugar.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
And there's the lovely Timmy Allen from Ballymaloe. And John, we've posted Timmy's brown soda bread on our KSRO website.
Yeah.
Wasn't it wonderful to hear his voice?
Yeah.
So there we have that. And we also have your Irish brown yeast bread.
Yeah.
So you can make a whole wonderful meal.
And they're simple breads. I mean, that's the whole idea. They're peasant-style breads. So even if you're bread-challenged, you can do them.
I was thinking this week about how other cultures celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And it's become a worldwide phenomenon, as we both know. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in Argentina and Buenos Aires, featuring Celtic Argentiniana dancing and lots of Guinness beer, which is amazing. It's the largest St. Patrick's Day in South America. Mm. There's also St. Patrick's Day celebrated in many other places around the world. For example, Sydney, Australia. 80,000 people are partying next week in St. Patrick's Day. It's the only celebration outside of Ireland sponsored by the Irish government.
Wow.
In Australia. Yeah. Other places where St. Patrick's Day is being celebrated, for example, in New Zealand, in Auckland, it's the first place in the world that celebrates.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because of the time difference.
Yeah.
And where else is the river dyed green like it is in the Chicago River?
I don't know.
The Singapore River.
Really?
Yes. Featuring the largest St. Patrick's Day celebration in Southeast Asia. How about that? The Singapore River.
That's 12 people.
In Istanbul, Turkey, Irish dancing, lots of beer and soda bread. And can you imagine the juxtaposition of the Irish music wafting throughout Istanbul contrasted with the call to prayer blaring out through the loudspeakers in Istanbul? I think that one might be quite amazing. And I thought even further about whether any Asian Americans, what their history is with celebrating St. Patrick's Day. So I reached out to Judy Chung of the Redwood Empire Chinese American Association and asked her what her memories were. And she said, "Hi, Steve and John. I'm a many generations Caucasian American with a Wintu, that's California Native American great-grandmother. My husband was Chinese. Before he married me, He had never heard of corned beef and cabbage. I served it to him and our sons on St. Patrick's Day. My son, now 42 years old, likes corned beef and cabbage. It's one of his favorite year-round meals. As a child, my mother occasionally served corned beef and cabbage, but not necessarily on St. Patrick's Day. My father's mother, his grandmother, was of Irish descent. I never heard that they ever ate corned beef and cabbage. Living on a cattle ranch in Napa County, they probably didn't have to preserve their meat, you know. Like, so no one really eats corned beef and cabbage in Ireland, I don't think, do they?
They must.
You think they do?
Yeah, we call Ireland. Let's ask Mike to call right now.
Maybe Pat,
yeah,
who's there with our KSRO listeners.
Right. That's right.
Pat is there with our KSRO listeners this entire week.
Let's be sure to email her and ask.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Dabney. She's been a guest on the show before for St. Patrick's Day, and find out what she has cooking for St. Patrick's Day.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's fun to shop healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, lamb, seafood, and freshly made sausages. A variety of cheese, eggs, and dairy, all at the market. In March, the farmers bring fresh salad mix. Enjoy the Beet Generation's fresh produce and handmade pasta made from her produce. Shop the market's creative local artisans and sample fresh-made pastries and bread that are still warm. Select one of Dominique's beautiful cherry pies. Enjoy breakfast or lunch from our variety of prepared foods. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of the Bohemian's Best of Award, is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
You didn't really notice at first. The neighbors coming by in the morning for a cup of coffee and a little chat was nice. Wow, you are really popular since you got your new Cuisinart coffee maker and a secret blend of fresh roasted coffee. Why, people were filling up your driveway at first. Then one day a bus pulled up to your house and the tour guide brought 67 passengers in for a fresh cup. What's your secret? Hardesty's, she whispered. Hardesty's Homewares. They get fresh roasted beans almost daily, and you can get it whole bean or ground to your liking. And they have every kind of coffee maker you can imagine. Everyone began to leave the kitchen one by one, slowly driving in a long procession to Hardesty's. When you have a better cup of coffee at home, the world beats a path to your door. Hardesty's Homewares. Suppliers of fine coffees and teas since 1924. There's no place like home. There's no place like Hardesty's. Hardesty's Homewares. Open Monday through Saturday in Farmers Lane Plaza at the corner of Farmers Lane and Bennett Valley Road in Santa Rosa.
Michael O'Shea here, manager of KSRO. When Malm Fireplace Center joined us as a Warrior sponsor, I went in to meet Ken and Shelley, owners. I walked into a warm and inviting showroom with all the latest technology and efficient and beautiful ways to warm your home. And yep, I walked out with a new fireplace insert, which is operated with a touch of a handy remote and has become an immediate, beautiful addition to my home. Malm Fireplace Center, for 60 years serving up warm and beautiful. 368 Yolanda, Santa Rosa, and Malm, M-A-L-M, fireplacecenter.com.
Evenings are getting lighter. Your eyebrows shouldn't be. Beauty and the Blade has you covered. Right now, save 60% on microblading only at MySonomaDeals.com. Microblading is the perfect solution for thinning brows or anyone who wants bolder brows. The delicate, superfine hair strokes of microblading look natural and realistic. Enhance your natural beauty at Beauty and the Blade. Located in the Larkfield Wickiup Shopping Center in Santa Rosa. Save 60% at MySonomaDeals.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
We're devoting the first part of the show to St. Patrick's Day and how other cultures celebrate St. Patrick's Day and how some of our local Sonoma Countyans celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I want to read one thing, John, that I just happened to see in the Wall Street Journal today, and it addresses how other cultures celebrate St. Patrick's Day. It's hard to say how many Palestinians were living in Brooklyn in the 1970s when Rawiya Bishara arrived as a 19-year-old. Mrs. Bishara now runs the celebrated restaurant 10 Green with her daughter, Jemana. Jemana got to know her neighbors growing up in the Brooklyn area, and she befriended Raymond and Ethel Deering, an Irish-American couple who lived across the street. One day, the elder Ms. Bashara recalled, her daughter came home all a-twitter about an exotic dish she tasted at the Deering's house, corned beef and cabbage. "Mummy, why don't we eat this?" she wanted to know. After repeated entreaties, Mrs. Deering yielded her family recipe, and I started with her version, said Ms. Bashara, who was working in insurance at the time. But I added a little bit of this and a little bit of that until it fit my tastes. Some of the tweaks she made were uniquely American. Instead of using the traditional stout beer to cook the meat, for instance, Ms. Bashara turned to Budweiser, the drink that her husband consumed every night with dinner. Plus, she found the taste of the stout too overpowering. Instead of merely cooking the meat in beer, her recipe calls for marinating it overnight to let the beer permeate and tenderize the beef. If Tannerine, the restaurant, is known for anything, it's Ms. Bashari's uncanny facility with spicing. Many of her spices are imported from the Levant. Some are secret. For the corned beef, though, she reveals that the mix includes bay leaves, coriander, peppercorns, and cardamom. Of the last spice, she says, "I learned from the Indians it takes away from the gaminess." And every year, in memory of her neighbors, the Deerings, the Basharas still make the corned beef every St. Patrick's Day, these Palestinians. Ordering the dish at the restaurant Tannerine has become an annual tradition for many of the neighborhood's Irish families. And she says 80% of our clientele who come in that day are Irish. So here, Palestinians embracing corned beef. From Sevastopol, Mary, thanks for joining us. And I believe Mary has a lovely little Irish lilt. And what stories do you have to tell, Mary?
Well, I grew up in Ireland, although I left a very long time ago. But in Ireland when I was growing up, and I'm not sure about now because I haven't been back for the last few years, there was no such thing as corned beef and cabbage. It was bacon and cabbage. And it's boiled bacon, which is this big slab of meat, all pink and rough, sort of rough textured, like some of the thick bacon you get sometimes, with white fat around the edge of it. And I absolutely hated it. My mother loved it, but she came from a farm, and they used to have their own pigs and kill their own pigs and things like that and do it from scratch, you know. So that was the thing that people would eat. But it's not just St. Patrick's Day. It was just other times as well. But the corned beef, I think, is the American variation on the bacon and cabbage, because you wouldn't get that kind of bacon here, I don't think.
And do you serve the traditional corned beef?
No, I don't eat meat. Which is probably one of the reasons I didn't like the bacon and cabbage originally, because I went off meat at a very early age. But I don't do anything like that. We do, you know, soda bread and all that stuff we did.
You do.
And so on. But corned beef and cabbage, as I said, amuses me when I hear about it as being traditional Irish, because it's the American version of Irish. It's not the traditional Irish.
It's kind of like eggs foo young.
Chinese.
It's claimed to be Chinese, but it's not.
And you know, they've imported the New York's St. Patrick's Day parade to Dublin the last I don't know how many years. Because when I was growing up, it was a religious holiday and a bank holiday. Everybody went to Mass, and then there was a big parade with, you know, bands and things and soldiers marching and all that kind of stuff. And that's all. There was no other, you know, thing going on. But now the New York parade, which I've been to years and years ago, which I know is this whole big, you know, show, Dublin now does one just like it, so, which I think is hilarious. It's kind of like going back again, you know.
So where does the leprechaun come from?
Well, leprechauns are little elves that supposedly with the pot of gold and all that.
Yeah, but
I don't know any more about them than that, with green coats and red pants, I think, and a pointy hat.
Yeah.
They're like a gnome, if you like. And all I know about them is that there's this whole, you know, Irish fairy story about it.
Oh, Mary, thank you so much for joining us and contributing that wonderful story. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
Our pleasure. Mary from Sevastopol. Well, one of our past guests on St. Patrick's Day show has been Darby Tarantino. Good morning, Darby, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. Excuse my voice. I'm getting over a cold, and I don't have much of it.
When you were with us in the past, you were with Meadowcroft Winery since about 2010, 2011, and you always produce this magnificent Irish Day festivity dinner and lunch, and you're now at the Petaluma Yacht Club, I understand.
Yeah. So this year, I have been appointed as the director for events, and so it's for the 2019 year. And of course, taking these events on this year, the one event that is near and dear to my heart, and holiday that I celebrate every year, St. Patrick's Day. So we're doing a big feast, and we'll have about 50 people in attendance, and the weather's gorgeous, so we should have a really fun evening in store.
What's the menu tonight?
Tonight I'm serving my variation of a beef and Guinness stew with roasted root vegetables. It'll have, of course, potato, turnips, parsnips. We'll also be doing a classic Irish soda bread, which is a Ballymaloe recipe that I learned during my time there about 10 years ago. And then every year I always make a traditional banoffee pie, and it's something that is always in demand. Everybody really wants it, but this year I decided to change it up a little bit, and rather than doing the traditional biscuit crust in a kind of in a pie shape, I'm doing a caramel cake and putting the banoffee filling, bananas, whipped cream, and chocolate on top of that.
Wow. So what is banoffee?
Banoffee is a combination of bananas and toffee, kind of hence the name. And traditionally, it's made with digestive biscuits, and it's they're ground down with a little melted butter, and the pie crust is baked. And then you pour kind of the toffee filling over top. And in Ireland, you can actually buy the banoffee already pre-made in cans. Mm. Unfortunately, we don't have that luxury. I don't have that luxury. So it's a very time-consuming process to make the banoffee, but it's worth every minute. And so you pour the banoffee over the graham cracker crust or the biscuit digestive crust. You top it with bananas, some softly whipped cream. And then from there, there's kind of variations on little toppings and whatnot. And I've always done shaved chocolate on top to give it a little bit more richness.
And what kind of music are you providing tonight?
So tonight we have Rebecca Richman and her band performing some classic traditional Irish jams. And Rebecca is from Sonoma County here, and she performs quite frequently at the Redwood Cafe in Cotati on their Sunday Night Irish Night. So we're really excited to have her join us this evening.
We did post your beef and Guinness stew recipe along with your Ballymaloe salad with Shanagari cream vinaigrette.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And this was based on the recipe from Ballymaloe?
Correct. It's kind of one of their signature salads that they serve at the Ballymaloe house. I'm sure you guys know it's the old country house. It's kind of connected on the same property as the school. You kind of get an old five-star country house dining experience and lodging experience when you're there. And so this particular salad has been on their menu, I want to say, in rotation since they opened in the 60s.
Wow, long time. How many times have you been to Ireland?
You know, I've kind of lost count. I think I've been probably about a dozen times now.
Wow.
Yeah, and I never get tired of it.
Well, it's
my home away from home.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not a member of the Petaluma Yacht Club, or I would attend your dinner tonight. But
yeah, that's the one caveat is that it is a membership organization.
Well, thanks
so you
for
can come as a guest.
Oh. Well, thanks for providing these great recipes. We put these online along with John Ash's corned beef and his Irish soda bread recipes. And thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us this morning. It was wonderful talking with you again, Darby.
Yes, thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
A pleasure talking with you. Darby Tarantino from the Petaluma Yacht Club, whose parents are of Irish extract and a dozen times to Ireland.
And something else. Darby, I understand. Tarantino is not very Irish.
I think that was her married name or something like that. I didn't get quite all of that. We'll turn our attentions from corned beef and cabbage to cheese right after this.
To crystal clear KSRO FM 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Win a Lexus, cash, and more this month at Graton Resort and Casino. Play to enter the Drive Away in Luxury drawing on March 29th, where you could win a Lexus. Plus, more ways to win than anywhere else. Multiplier Wednesdays get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays turn points into slot play. And win up to $30,000 in prizes in the Good Fortune slot tournaments. Best of all, sign up for Graton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I can't believe that it's already the 13th annual California Artists and Cheese Festival. We were there for the first one, John, many, many years ago, and it just has a life of its own. It's remarkable. The premier California cheese event is going to be held next weekend at various locations within Northern California. Michelle Marquez and Judy Walker are with us to tell us all about it. Ladies, welcome.
Hello.
Or do you prefer women? Does it matter? Gals?
Cheese gurus.
So, Judy, you
cheese
had
babes.
Cheese. Thank you, John.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Judy, you had a great comment about tying in the St. Patrick's Day theme along with cheese.
Yeah, that's right. So, Cowgirl makes a seasonal cheese called St. Pat's.
Cowgirl Creamery.
Oh, yes. And it's only available this time of the year. I know that it's out. I've seen it. I'm sorry I didn't bring you some for today. But it's a beautiful cheese. If you haven't had it and you haven't tried it, pick some up and try it with your St. Patty's Day dinner tomorrow night.
And you've had this cheese too, John, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
So what's different this year about the festival?
First of all, it's 2 days. So it's the 23rd and 24th of March. It's coming up next weekend. And we have combined the seminars and tours are both happening on the same day. So a lot of people remember taking tours on Friday. Now those are happening on Saturday. But we still have some fantastic tours. And there are very few spaces that are still open for tours. So artisancheesefestival.com is the place to go for
but
that.
But there are some still.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So people can sign up.
Yeah.
And can you give us a little taste of what some of those tours are?
Sure. Judy, we have still a spot, I think, on the Penny Royal tour.
One spot, and that is up at Penny Royal up in Boonville. So there's one spot if you want to go up to Boonville for the day. It should be
fabulous.
That's
one of your favorite
cheeses. It is. It's the most beautiful place. And they do, those two women, do the most amazing things with sheep, with goats, with everything. But their cheeses are great.
And they're making lunch. Part of that
are
is
they?
Their
oh,
chef is,
fantastic.
Is preparing lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, so that should be really fun.
There is one spot.
So, you know, if you're a single traveler, that could be very, very fun.
What day is that?
That's on the 23rd, Saturday, March 23rd.
Okay.
I believe we still have room on the beer tour.
We do, and that should be a lot of fun.
That's going to be super duper fun. So there's a couple different breweries that you get to visit, including Russian River Brewing at their new facility in Windsor. So that's very cool. Oh. Barrel Brothers is going to be paired with Volo on that tour. Volo chocolate, so cheese, chocolate, beer all together. What? That's amazing.
Does it work?
Oh yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
And the hop, it's called Hop to It. Is that the beer tour or no? What is that called?
I think that is. Is that what we called it? Well, it's the beer tour.
The beer tour, 10 to 5.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And any other tours available?
Yes, the North Sacramento tour is still available also. So I think we have 3 seats still left on that tour, and that goes up to, you meet at the Nugget Market in Woodland, and you go up into the Orland area. That should be a whole lot of fun because you're going to a number of different stops and seeing more than just the cheese and the farms.
Well, you've really come up with some just very clever names for these tours, especially the Milky Way, W-H-E-Y. I thought that was really clever. Is that one sold out?
I think that one is, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the Pacheco family yeah. dairy tour. Okay, any other tours have space
I
available?
I think that's about it. I think the tours generally sell really fast. Like when we put the tickets on sale on the 1st of January, bam, many of them are full.
So those are the tours, and they're all taking place the same day?
Yes, all on Saturday, March 23rd. Also happening on March 23rd is our seminars. Those are all happening at the Flamingo, and those are really fun. You can learn all different kinds of things about cheese pairing, cheese science, and it's all of them, I believe, still have space. So
not a lot of space, but there is still a few spaces available.
So can you tease us with something that...
For sure.
Yeah.
Janet Fletcher is an amazing cheese author. She's written many books. She will be leading a seminar on pairing cheese with red or white wine, which is better. And I'm going to give away the answer. They're both great. So that's one of the seminars. We also have California Cheese Old School to New School with Juliana Uriburu. She works with Market Hall Foods and is very experienced and is a great educator. So that one's going to be really fun. I know that there's going to be some bubbly at that one as well. You're pairing with some great cheeses from California. We've got a cheer. There's going to be cheers going on in it. Cheese, beer, and cider. And that is taught by Rachel Perez in the afternoon. That'll be really fun. We have the Cheese Twins back. They had hosted seminars for us in the past, but they this year are doing this wonderful one about cheese science. They really know their stuff. They're both experienced in aging cheese, so you're going to learn all about cheese from beginning to end.
They are very entertaining. Don't overlook the Kalish Twins. We had them on the show a couple of years ago, and they're just a dynamite tag team of enthusiasm and knowledge.
For sure. So that's going to be a really fun seminar. And then we our final seminar is Cheese and Cocktails, which is going to be great. Vanessa Chang and Lasa Skinner. Lasa Skinner is the co-founder of Culture Cheese Magazine. Very, very smart lady. And so they're going to have so much fun in that course.
So that's an unlikely subject for me, just in thinking about it. But with the growth of craft cocktails and all that is going on there, it makes all the sense in the world.
It really does. Yeah. And they're focusing a lot on bitters in this, which is great because there's all those subtle flavors and things that you can really tease out in a drink using bitters and then pair that in all different ways with cheese. So very fun.
I love that idea. Cheese and cocktails, the basics of bitters, booze, and cheese. And that's seminar number 5. So there's morning and afternoon seminars. Both.
Right. Yep.
You can attend one or all of them.
And then on that day is the big event.
We're taking a break.
And we'll talk about it just as soon as we come back.
And that is going to be the event that a lucky KSRO listener this morning, a Good Food Hour listener, will win complimentary tickets to when we come back. It's the Artisan Cheese Festival, the 13th annual, taking place at selected venues around Sonoma County. Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Loose ball to Thompson. Throw ahead, KD.
I have nothing to do with the Knicks.
One step and a right-hand dunk for Durant and a timeout.
KSRO.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's fun to shop healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, lamb, seafood, and freshly made sausages. A variety of cheese, eggs, and dairy, all at the market. In March, the farmers bring fresh salad mix. Enjoy the Beet Generation's fresh produce and handmade pasta made from her produce. Shop the market's creative local artisans and sample fresh-made pastries and bread that are still warm. Select one of Dominique's beautiful cherry pies. Enjoy breakfast or lunch from our variety of prepared foods. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of the Bohemian's Best of Award, is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Did you know that flushing and servicing your water heater will increase the performance, efficiency, and life expectancy of your hot water system? Now through March 31st, Ungro & Sons is offering a water heater flush, service, and safety inspection regularly priced at $224 or just $59.
Hello, friends. This is Ernie Ongro. Along with my brother, Paul, and cousins, Dean and Mitch, we own and operate Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We're a family business opened in 1932 by our grandfather. It's always been a big part of our lives. Just like our parents before us, we grew up around the shop, getting our hands dirty, learning the value of hard work, and giving our customers the very best. Whether you need maintenance, a repair, or want to update your system, remember, Ongro & Sons, we're always here for you.
To schedule a $59 water heater flush, service, and safety inspection, visit OngroAndSons.com or call 579-3511. Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, a modern company since 1932.
Hi, Martin Yan from the Yan Can Cook Show. Join me in the Sonoma County Home and Garden Show, March 15 to 17. Whether you're putting in a new landscaping or organizing your closet, the 31st Annual Home Show has hundreds of exhibits for what you need, and I'll be there to cook some of my favorite Chinese recipes. Don't miss it. Visit the Sonoma County Home Show's website for discount tickets. And remember, if Yan can, so can you on March 15 to March 17.
Whether your next thrills come on the water, on the road, or cross-country, come see your options at the 4th Annual Boat RV and Sports Show. March 29th through 31st at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, NorthBayBoatRV.com.
Meet Cam, Internal Maintenance Manager at Grayton.
We promise that we have the appreciation that comes with a good job.
Now hiring. Visit GraytonResortCasino.com for details.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's the 13th annual Artisan Cheese Festival. It's taking place next week. So after a day of touring and seminaring, we still want more. We want more. What can we do Saturday night, the 23rd?
Oh my gosh, so much fun. This is the big party, and we are doing it upright. We're going to the Jackson Family Wines Hangar, very swanky, out at the Sonoma Jet Center near the Charles Schulz Airport.
I never knew this existed.
I know.
Well, it's not really open for public events. They only do two events there a year, so we're very fortunate to be able to do our event in their hangar.
And it's a big hangar. A big.
It is. It's a pretty good size.
Is it at the airport?
Mm-hmm. It is.
The Sonoma County Airport.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Pretty cool. So it's called Cheese Bites and Booze. In the past, we have had a separate cocktails event, but this year we're combining it, so it's huge. We have all of our cheesemakers there. They are paired then together with a chef and a cheesemonger. And so you get to experience their cheese in a couple different ways. You can try it just from the cheesemaker, you know, just a little nibble, and then see that cheese in a dish that's cooked up. Maybe it's like a creamy mac and cheese or something like that. And then on the other side with the cheesemonger, they're going to maybe put it on a cracker with a drizzle of honey, or maybe it's paired with charcuterie or some sort of fruit or jam or spread or something. So it's really fun. You get the versatility of all the cheese. And then wine, beer, cider, spirits, cocktails. Fun.
So the whole world of booze.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what's nice about that is that you have a chance to talk to each of those three different people. I mean, so if you're really into a particular cheese and you want to know the technical aspects of it, you'll have the cheesemaker there to be able to explore that. That's great.
Well, and we've set it up so the cheesemaker is right there with the restaurant and the monger, so they're all three in a row. So you have that interaction. You can see that cheese being used different ways.
Yeah, unfortunately, typically you can't speak to the chef because they're usually heads down dishing up plates.
And it's amazing the explosion of spirits producers in Sonoma County. Years ago, 13 years ago, we didn't have spirits included in this type of tasting, and now almost every town in Sonoma County has their own little distillery, doesn't it?
Well, there's that, and ciders, which are traditionally so delicious with cheese, and I think Americans, we're just beginning to discover that.
Yeah, figure that out. Yeah. It's very, very fun. We also have live entertainment there. What's the name of the band that is performing?
Solario is the band. One of the guys is with Sonoma Land Paths. All right. So it's a really good fit for us to have his band joining us.
And there's a voting component to this.
Exactly. So we have some judges who are going to go through our professional judges and judge the different entries. But you also get to judge with your smartphone. So you pick your favorites, and we have some People's Choice Awards.
Oh, no. Right, that sends fear down my back.
It's so easy. I'll show you how to do it.
Could you show me?
Yes, of course.
So there's tutorials available for the smartphone challenge among us?
That's the easiest 1, 2, 3.
So we get to vote, okay, and then we vote to compare to see how the judges' selections are the same category. Who won this deal last year?
I think John Ash may have won the People's Choice.
Not him personally.
No. It was me. And you should have seen how I was dressed.
John Ash and Company?
John Ash and Company, yes. Casey Stone made a slider last year that had a cheese. I'm not remembering what cheese maker, but it was a wonderful bite.
Yeah. And I think our winning monger, at least one of the winning mongers, because we have a People's Choice and a Judge's Choice, was from Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. I think, wasn't that for, sorry.
No, it was from Nugget Market.
Was it from Nugget? Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
So if, how do people get to go to this thing?
You buy your tickets online at artisancheesefestival.com.
Okay. And how much does it cost?
$80 for the cheese bites and booze.
Yeah.
There's a lot of food at this event. There's 21 restaurants, 16 mongers, and I think we have about 35 different beverage producers, 20 cheesemakers.
Phenomenal. That's from 6 to 9 on March 23rd. And if that weren't enough...
Sunday. It's amazing at the Cheese Festival. This is my favorite part. I love it. We have a Bubbles Brunch, which at this point is sold out.
Sells out every year.
It does. You got to be on the ball to get tickets for that. Our chef is Chef Daniel Cadan from Backyard. He's amazing. So that's going to be really fun. And our very own Clark Wolf will be emceeing that. So that's great. And
Where's that?
That's happening at Sara Lee and Richard's Barn.
At the fairgrounds.
Right. Yes, yeah. And then our brunch, people get to wander right over to the Grace Pavilion where we're having our massive artisan cheese tasting and marketplace.
So there's new vendors.
We have new vendors. So every year we try really hard to find new products that go great with artisan cheese. This year we have about 30 new vendors. Some of those are beverage vendors, but some of those...
Can you mention a few?
I can.
Yeah.
So we have Black Oak Coffee. I don't know if you've tried that. Rob Daly, who used to be with TaylorMade, is now with Black Oak Coffee. Nice. It's a canned coffee. Bunch of different flavors available. We have Bivalve Dairy, which is a brand new cheesemaker. I'm not sure what their products are yet, but a nice new cheesemaker.
They're doing the oyster cheese,
right? Yeah, right. And another cheesemaker that's been around for 100 years, it's their 100th anniversary, but they've not sold or tasted at the marketplace, is Rumiano. So Rumiano is coming from the Orland area, and they'll be joining us this year.
Craig Rumiano, is it Craig? I can't remember his name. But that's from Orland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the area.
But you know what they do that I love? All of their smoked cheeses are just delicious. I mean, a lot of smoked cheese is kind of phony, but theirs isn't.
Yes. Oh, so fun.
We have Journeyman Meats that'll be joining us. So Pete Segacio is going to be selling his...
From up in Healdsburg.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another charcuterie coming out of Eureka. They are Ryan Creek Root Cellars.
I don't know.
We've got Revive Kombucha.
Oh.
We also have a high alcohol kombucha, which should be kind of fun.
Boochcraft.
It's called Boochcraft.
And there's one that I'm looking forward to checking out, Pip and Eva. They make cheese boards and other things like that. They should be really fun. Pip and Eva.
You mean boards for present cheese on? Mm-hmm. Do you ever go to Pinterest? And look at the cheese board things?
It's amazing. It's a whole new culture.
It is. I mean, these people are such artists, who put these things together. Yeah.
I had no idea. Well, I will get off the air. Go to Pinterest. Who else, Judy?
So we have Mojo Bakes out of San Francisco. They're a good food award winner. They do these amazing black sesame brittles. Mm-hmm. Just very unique, kind of an adult brittle. We have Colt Crackers, which is a gluten-free cracker coming out of the Bay Area. We've got a lot of new beverages. We've got Gondek Cellars, which is a little producer local here. We've got G's Hard Ginger Beer coming out of the Bay Area, brand new product. Jardesca is kind of an aperitif. They'll be making little samples for you to try different ways. KL Keller Products, Kitty Keller Products. She's got a variety of different products that go great with cheeses. They're all different jams, jellies, and accoutrements. Little Apple Treats. She does caramels and vinegars. She's out of Sebastopol.
Yeah. This is going to be fun.
Moonside Creamery. She was with us before, but she was not at the marketplace. She makes some amazing cheeses.
What
She's
is
local.
It again?
Moonside Creamery.
Moonside. I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
Where's she out of?
Cotati.
How come I don't hear of these? There's so many new places.
Well, there are.
Foods.
There
it's
are.
Remarkable.
How many new cheesemakers are there this year? Do you know by any chance?
New at the marketplace, we have three. Mm-hmm. New to the community, I'm not positive.
Not so many. Okay.
Yet.
Boy, that's a lot of new vendors.
Yeah.
So do you get a chance to walk around and taste all this at the marketplace?
For sure. When you enter, you get an insulated bag that has a little ice pack in it, so you can keep all of your treasures that you're taking home with you nice and cool. You also get a logo glass, and with that, you can taste wine, beer, cider, spirits, cocktails as well, and we have some non-alcoholic things as well.
And are things for sale?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's the marketplace part of this.
Oh,
so,
get it.
Yeah. So definitely bring your pocketbook because you're going to be able to try all these wonderful things, but then there's going to be things you want to take home with you.
Because so often these are cheeses you can't find in the general marketplace. So you have to get them there.
Oh, yeah.
Are tickets available at the door for the marketplace, or what's the story of this?
If we don't sell out before that. So it's going to depend how sales go this week. Sales have been great. Mm-hmm. So we don't want people to assume they can get tickets at the door.
And where's the marketplace held?
It's in the Grace Pavilion at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds.
Oh, that's right. Sarah Lee's is the sparkling brunch, but that's sold out. But then the Grace Pavilion is going to be for the marketplace.
Yeah, so much fun.
And it's a whole day of fun. We have
And let me just
Moonshine.
Remind people that if it's sold out, it really is sold out because there's a fire marshal. That so people go, oh, look, they'll let me in. No, actually, they won't. Mm.
Yeah.
So don't assume that there's going to
be
space.
So get your tickets ahead.
Yeah, get your tickets if you want to go to it.
Well, and it's important also to know that people think because it's at the fairgrounds, it's the marketplace is all weekend. The marketplace is just on Sunday, and it is just from noon to 4.
Okay. So there's everything that's available. The Saturday night event's still available. Mm-hmm. Some of the seminars during the day are available. And a few tours have a few spaces available on Saturday also.
Right.
And then the marketplace has space. But go online now and look. And if you're interested, get the tickets now.
So if you are going to be a smart person and thinking about next year and wanted to jump the line a little bit on some of these tours, how would you do that? Is there a newsletter or something that you can get on a list?
So we tell everybody, in fact, we put it on Facebook, we do e-blasts, January 1st at 12:01 a.m., tickets go on sale. And people, it's New Year's Eve, people actually do stay up, or if they didn't stay up, they set their clock so that they can buy tickets. And you'll see that we can see all these people that buy tickets right after this strike of midnight because they want those famous tours.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing else like this if you're a cheese lover in the North Bay, is there?
No. This is, in terms of the different kinds of cheese festivals, even across the country, this is a major one. This is right up there.
So put it on your calendar for next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
Okay.
And we've added something new, actually, this year. We're doing California Artisan Cheese Week.
Which I think is fantastic. Tell us what that is.
We were really excited about this idea because we wanted to give you an opportunity to experience cheese even more. So at restaurants, at tasting rooms, at retail shops, you have a chance to go out and experience cheese and get deals, special cheese boards, cheese menus, all different kinds of things. And all of them are listed at artisancheesefestival.com.
artisancheesefestival.com. Now, can you agree on your favorite number between 1 and 12, Michelle, Judy?
Oh, Judy. 4.
Caller number 4 at 636-1350 will win a pair of tickets to Cheese, Bites, and Booze next Saturday, March 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Jackson Family Wines Hangar at the Sonoma Jet Center on Flightline Drive in Santa Rosa. Caller number 4, 636. Thank you for donating those tickets to the Good Food Hour and to a lucky listener.
It's going to be so much fun.
Wow. Do you want some cheese?
Mm-hmm.
I really am hankering for some cheese. Thanks for coming in this morning, both of you. And it should be a ball.
Yeah.
Next week, John, we're going to be talking salmon. You don't know this yet.
No, I don't.
I'm telling
you. Okay.
But I'll tell you
one of my favorite ingredients.
I know it is. And this show is going to be a blockbuster next Saturday, I promise you. Stick around. Clark Wolf at the table, coming your way following the news. It's really that simple. And then a whole afternoon of great drinking with Jeff Davis and some other folks along the wine road. So really, all your needs are met from gardening through food, through wine, through beer, through all the best things of life. and enjoy.
It's why we're here.
That's why we're here. And go out and get a brisket, and for heaven's sakes, make John Ash's fabulous corned beef.
Get on it. It won't be ready for by tomorrow, but next weekend.
Isn't it 4 or 5 days?
Yeah.
So by St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow.
I don't have enough time. Oh, you're right. Well, but next, what's wrong with having it next week?
Oh, it's delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll be eating cheese next week.
Yeah. Oh,
stick around. This is KSRO in Santa Rosa. The news is coming up next. I'm Steve Garner. Thanks for listening.